So I stayed up late watching football Saturday night. It was just fun to watch those games.
Yeah, the Oregon game was something.
Yeah, enjoyed that a lot.
I did too.
I just think Johnny Football ought to write a thank you card to Baylor.
Can you imagine the amount of apple and cranberry juice that was consumed in Waco on Saturday night?
I bet that, God bless Waco PD, they're probably catching stuff on fire.
Yeah, well, you know.
Look, I'll tell you a secret. Them Bears can get crazy. I was there.
Yeah, that cran apple.
That Dr. Pepper and whatever.
That'll get you wired up.
Halloween weekend of my freshman year, that was the first time in 20 years that Baylor beat an unnamed team. I won't mention it right now.
Okay, all right.
But
it
was the first time in 20 years. Yep. I had actually left that game during the third quarter because the Bears were losing, and I just didn't feel like watching them lose.
Yep.
Again.
And the Bears stormed the field. Yeah. They knocked the goalpost over.
Right.
My friend called me and said, yeah, we're carrying the goalpost to President Lilly's yard. And then she texted me again. So we hung out till 2 in the morning at a machine shop where they cut it into pieces, and I have a piece of that goalpost. I used to wear it on a lanyard to the games.
Felon.
Yeah, it's probably worth, I don't know how much money.
Most folks probably know, but in case you didn't, the football field for Baylor is a long way from the campus.
It is very long.
Yes, it is.
Like, you got to put it on a flatbed truck and put it on Valley Mills and then take it up the interstate and then take the University Parks exit to get to the school. So
pretty much. That was a big deal for them, though.
Yeah, but again, Saturday night was the first time they'd ever beaten a number one team. So,
true.
So good for them.
Thank you, Scott.
I have friends at Baylor. I used to cover Baylor, so I have.
Yeah, you're nicer than some of the other boys here.
Yeah, I understand. But anyway, that was fun, and they made it look easy. And their quarterback had three interceptions, so that was good for Johnny. So.
Yes, it was. And if Johnny would have made the field goal, I'd have called it a lead pipe cinch.
The extra point. Yep. Obsessive Twilight fan Lauren Adkins always knew the film's vampire hero was a cut above her own other boyfriend.
What?
Well. No.
So rather than having
fictional
Edward Cullen's poster on her wall, the 24-year-old, marrying a cardboard image of him in Las Vegas. She's booked a minister, flowers, cake. There'll be 50 guests attending. She bought her groom for about $25 from a Memphis record store in November of 2010. They've hardly spent a day apart. Okay, we're going to invite Lauren to hang with us. No, she's going to bring that damn cutout with her.
I just want y'all to know that no matter how tempted I am, I'll never marry the cutouts I have of you two.
No, thank you so much.
We just come up a little flat.
Yeah, anyway. She says, my friends and family think I'm bonkers.
So do we.
That's right. A few of my ex-boyfriends found out, and they're surprised I'm taking things this far, but they've always known I'm a massive romantic.
I would bet none of her ex-boyfriends think that this is very odd.
No, I would think, romantic is probably not the word to be used. Anyway.
No.
I want to know, how has someone like that had boyfriends and I've never had a boyfriend?
What?
That's what I want to know.
I don't believe I'd have shared that.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Maybe you just don't have enough crazy going on.
Maybe.
Is that it?
I need to go find myself a cutout of Darth Vader or something.
Oh, good God, Mason.
I didn't know which cutout she was going for, but at least now we know.
That cliffhanger was killing everybody, though.
You know, I'm just saying, if you've seen the later movies, when he takes the helmet off, he's not that good looking.
No, I mean,
sounds great, though.
I like Darth Vader with the helmet on.
Oh, okay,
I like him old school.
Old school, the tall, dark, silent type.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life. Which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
I know. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's November the 19th, huh?
Yes, sir.
This is the day the bonfire fell, by the way, in case you don't,
don't
remember that. Today is Have a Bad Day Day.
That's silly.
Why would anybody want to do that? Well, and at the same time, it's World Toilet Day.
Not, you don't want to mix those two.
No. And again, there are a lot of people in the world whose definition of toilet would be different than ours.
Sure.
But, anyhow, and also today is Rocky and Bullwinkle Day.
Hey, Rocky!
Yeah,
oh, yay!
Nice, very nice.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Very nice.
He is so good at that.
There's
I
no
love
market.
Working
there's
with
no
you.
Market for it.
No. Much like a lot of the skills you learn in this business.
It's exactly right. All right, so birthdays.
Celebrating birthdays, Billy Currington's 39 years old. One of his biggest hits, Pretty Good at Drinking Beer.
Oh, there you go.
Country music singer, I know.
Oh, I got you. Right. Okay.
Big shocker.
Oh, I thought he was pretty good at drinking beer. I didn't know.
Okay. No, that's the name of the song.
Okay.
Jodie Foster is 50.
All right.
Meg Ryan, 51. Allison Jenny, 53. She was on The West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Wilburn, 54. He's the guy from Pardon the Interruption.
Oh, yes, okay.
Ann Curry is 56.
Used to be on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
Is 63. Calvin Klein is 70 today.
Oh.
Dan Haggerty, 71. Ted Turner, 74. Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
From Gibbon, Nebraska.
Good for him.
76 years old.
What, did you like live in Gibbon? Is that how you knew?
No, him? Gibbon was right next to Kearney where I went to college.
Oh, I got you. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
They were famous for producing very generic hosts like, oh, I don't know, Johnny Carson from Nebraska
okay,
as well.
Sure, yeah.
And what's your question, caller? Larry King today, 79 years old.
He is not. He's 114.
I couldn't agree more.
Golly, what an old man. Speaking of old men.
Yes, Scott.
Dan Haggerty, thank you. Dan Haggerty from Grizzly Adams, and a little else, really, 71.
No kidding.
And Alan Young from Mr. Ed is still alive. He is 93
Holy
years old.
Holy mackerel.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
On TV. And Rocco Disparito, is that right, the chef? He'd be 46 today.
You got me on that one.
And then Kathleen Quinlan's 58. All right, so enough of that. 620.